In the NFL, Steve Smith cut by the Carolina Panthers after 13 seasons. He's a little bitter too, told WFNZ AM in Charlotte. Hey, if it happens to run through Bank of America Stadium, put your goggles on because it's going to be blood and guts everywhere. Smith visiting the Baltimore Ravens today, due $5 million from the Panthers anyway. Darren Sproles, that is. You can crank that down a little bit. Darren Sproles is the newest Eagle via trade. Now, get this. He thought he was going to be able to pick his own squad. Said somebody told him that. Well, we know the Saints did him in for a fifth-round pick. Now, former Cowboy Jason Hatcher, now a Redskin, told KRLD-FM in Dallas the Cowboys didn't show no signs they wanted me back. I know the fans are upset. Hatcher had 11 sacks last season, so we can certainly use him in Washington, D.C.
And they signed Porter, too, good cornerback.
That's right. New England's Vince Wilford, hey, he's asking to be released. Patriots wanted to rework that last year on his contract. He's due $7.5 million. His cap hit is like 11.6. Now, Revis, that deal said to be 2 years worth $32 million, $12 million the first season, $20 million the second season. And even if he's cut before 2015, he will be due $5 million. If he stays, his cap hit will be $25 million next season, unless they work out an extension. Now, police in Tempe, Arizona claims that former baller Darren Sharper apologized to one of his victims. Three women were hanging with Sharper at the bars in Scottsdale back in November of 2013. It's alleged that he raped two of the three. The next day, the women didn't remember having sex but were sore. Now, one of the victims, while driving Sharper to breakfast the next day, asked Sharper if he had sex with her and her friend. His response was, "I don't remember, really. I guess I could have done that. I'm really sorry." Wow. Now, women did eventually go to police. Shot glasses used by Sharper tested positive for Ambien.
Wow.
Sharper ordered to remain in jail yesterday, now facing charges in California, LA, and Arizona, and is under investigation in Florida and Nevada. College B-ball, Villanova shocked by Seton Hall in the quarters of the Big East tourney, lost by one. Fourth-ranked Wildcats by 32 over Utah in the Pac-12. Fifth-ranked Louisville by 61 over Rutgers, advancing to face Houston. Cincy by three over UCF, advancing in the AAC semis to face UConn. 21-point winners over Memphis. Florida State finished off Maryland days in the ACC by two. NC State over Miami will face Syracuse today in the NBA. OKC by 29 over the Lakers. Kevin Durant said Kobe better than Michael Jordan. They're 1A, and Durant said that. Wow.